You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
This is S4, and we're here to spoil you rotten on today's geekiest shows. This may include relevant episodes up to as well as including those in the description. If you want to avoid knowing too much, then please come back later. For those who remain, I welcome you to the Small Screen Spoiler Show.
Spoilers.
Yes, indeed, friends. Hello and welcome back to the Small Screen Spoiler Show. This is your Small Screen Spoiler Show, episode number 88, The Legion One Shot. I am CJ. It's not a big deal. It's me, Boat. And joining me, as always, is Jared, the World Breaker, Azevedo.
I'm breaking all the worlds.
Yes.
Every single one. Bam, bam. Split it. So there's the World Breaker and the World, Destroyer of Worlds.
Yes. They're going to get together and have a baby and somehow.
And destroy the galaxy.
And destroy the galaxy. Yes.
Galaxy Breaker.
Of course, the third share always belongs to the one, the only, Daryl Glasses McLab Coat and What's Her Face Kicks a Lot, Shaler, which is my favorite line, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that was the best. And of course, the one, the only keeping us alive and floating, Raul the Beyond, where the real action happens, Garza. Hi, Raul.
He's not going to talk to us?
No, he's not going to talk to us. At least Carrie says hi.
He's just pretending like he's not there.
La la la.
Hello. Hi.
There he is. Hi.
Bye.
Bye.
He's not there.
Oh. So yeah, there's no big spoiler here. We're going to finish up Legion. Episode 9, 10, 11 of season 2. What's the name of those episodes, Jazz?
The name of those episodes is chapter 17, 18, and 19.
Yay!
Legion keeps it simple.
Yes.
Unlike some shows.
Breaking of the Golden Dragon and touching of the face.
The Golden Dragon stands upon the mountaintop.
Yeah.
And leans in gently to the wind.
And kisses you softly.
Kisses you softly. Twice.
It also, right. Danny Rand's still bad. Oh, man.
But maybe in the right context, he's okay?
Actually, yes.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Turns out Danny Rand can be used correctly, just not in his own show or the team up.
He's okay in Defenders.
Okay, but only when he's teamed up with the Iron Man, or the Power Man, rather.
Yes.
But we'll get to talking about that sometime in the near future.
One day in the future.
We were going to do it in a couple of weeks, but man, July sucks.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot and very busy. Incredibly busy.
It's all good. We'll get there. Don't worry, everyone.
Yeah, so we'll talk about Luke Cage season 2 in August, and then regular recording schedule once fall TV season happens.
Yeah, I'm not sure when Saul season 4 comes out, but I saw the teaser.
I haven't yet.
It's looks like good stuff. I'm excited.
Better Call Saul season 4 premiere date. Speaking of shows that we've talked about in the past, Preacher came back.
Saw that.
It's fucking amazing. Still,
I knew it was back.
Good. Oh my God, Preacher is so great. August 6th. Hey, a great day for Saul to return. Because that's my birthday.
There we go.
Yay. Good job. Good job, Saul, on coming back on the best day of the way to do this. That's awesome. So we might have a regular recording schedule in August. I don't know yet. I've got to look at what other shows we want to talk about. But that is neither here nor there. Now is the time to lay Legion to rest for the season. Maybe forever? I don't know yet. But
I believe you hated it that much. It was not that bad.
It was pretty freaking bad.
It was not.
It was.
I've seen bad. This was not it.
I mean, we've definitely done worse. And like I said in the pre-show that nobody was listening to because that was before we went on air. Or no, it was on air, but still. I mean, I'll watch season three because I have faith that the show can get back to what it was last season and not the horse shit that it was this season. But yeah, there were some good, there were some up and down times. We're actually going to talk about that in a couple of the episodes in this one. Not this one, though, however.
What?
Season two, episode nine. Here we go. Daryl, take us away.
Legion, episode 17, chapter 9. Let me tell you a story. Sometimes I can't always watch the show before they're covered in S4. Occasionally I have work or family commitments. Sometimes I just really don't want to watch The Man in the High Bloody Castle. On this occasion, I really didn't think my mind could process a show such as Legion, considering the cocktail of prescribed painkillers I'm on right now. Normally I'd write something based on the IMDb summary. Sometimes, like with Legion, there's so little actual plot development that the summary is three words of no fucking help at all. So I'll read a few recaps online and generate a mostly nonsense meta intro.
Yes!
So here I come to do an intro for this particular episode. I read through three fucking recaps, and I still have no idea what's going on. It's only after I'm halfway through the fourth one that realization hits me that this was actually the last episode that I had watched. So here you go. Aubrey Plaza goes to her old friends and they do some drugs and have a party. Some other stuff happens.
Pretty much.
Yep. All right. So
it sounds like CJ disagrees with me because this was my favorite season of the, or my favorite episode of the whole season.
What?
This one.
How?
You know why?
Why?
Because David wasn't in it. They focus on the side characters, and they are so much more interesting than him.
Yes, except for when they take everything that's good about the side characters and just jam them into the fucking ground.
What? They finally let the Jemaine Clement be weird and do his weird thing, finally.
Yes.
They finally used him.
Once, and then but to completely ruin another good character, though.
Which one's that?
Melanie.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like in the first season, she was really well. And yes, I've known since the beginning that she turns into the supervillain Vapor, but there's no, like, they took that. And this show does this thing where they want you to realize that you're watching Legion based on Legion. And they take that and they just like beat you about the head and not in a good way. Like, Vapor was a legitimate threat in the comics. And they didn't do anything good with her. And they completely ruined Melanie in general. Like, when I knew that Melanie, like, when I saw that it was Melanie and knew who Melanie was going to become, it made me so happy because in the first season, she was a fantastic character. Yeah, they let Jemaine Clement do his weird, cool thing.
But I never really was into her character, so I guess I didn't feel any limit for that because I have no connection to Vapor or whoever that is. She's just kind of, you know, she did all this work, finally got I can't think of his actual name, Jemaine back. Tamatoa.
Yeah, Tamatoa.
Oliver.
There we go.
Finally got him back and then immediately lost him again. And I can understand someone going off the deep end in that side of kind of a situation and just doing lots and lots and lots of drugs until, you know, she just completely lost it. And then, of course, you know, she still had Oliver / for visiting her every day and poisoning her thoughts. So
giving her flashbacks to her younger days and weird shit.
Well, this is Legion, so weird stuff is expected.
Yeah.
At all times.
I expect good weird stuff though, not this. I mean, I continue to love Carrie. I love them. They're fantastic.
Yes. That was one of the reasons I like this episode so much, is we got some focus on Carrie. And they got to do their thing. And Jemaine got to be weird and say funny things and be Jemaine for a little while. And that was good. And I really, really appreciated that. Even getting to spend some time with Aubrey Plaza, she kind of floated around trying to figure out where she fits after being a prisoner in Farouk's mind for a couple of years.
Speaking of lost opportunities, man, they've taken everything good about Lenny and just like, and they chained it. Even after she's off the chain, they still chain it. It took them 9 episodes of... sorry.
9 episodes of what? Heartburn?
Of this, to even let freaking Oliver be weird Oliver again.
Yes.
I love Lenny. I love everything about her. But Jesus Christ. No. It's not good.
So the tech in the Division 3 is not well protected. Apparently anybody can just walk in and grab anything they need at any time.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. Even if it's a really big gun in a case that's too small for it. However that works.
It's bigger on the inside?
There it is. This guy gets it.
Yeah, it does. Like, okay, so yes, this whole season, by the way, feels like a really disjointed Doctor Who.
I wouldn't know, since I've never really watched much Doctor Who.
Like, it legitimately just kind of feels like it's trying to be Doctor Who with superpowers. And I don't like Doctor Who with superpowers. Turns out.
Time travel, self-fulfilling prophecies. Come on.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yep. Yeah, I'll give you that, man. Like, it was this episode.
I don't know. This episode entertained me the most, and I enjoyed it the most. And I think it was because David was not in it at all. Because David's like my least favorite character in this show. Everyone else is better than him.
Yeah. And we definitely get that in the next couple of episodes. It was very nice, not especially after so many episodes of pretty much nothing but David. It was nice to get away from that.
It was nice.
We lose a lot of, we lose so much in context in this, and it like all of the pacing is broken that was existed in the first one, in the first season. All of the,
yeah, they did have some serious pacing problems this season.
Apparently all of the acting talent went out the door this season. Like, and it feels, I mean, I don't know if it was FX like putting like handcuffs on them and saying, no, you can't do as weird of things. I mean, we get some weird shit in the next couple of episodes, especially, but like, feels just like they're trying too hard and not trying at all, which is the story of my life, but I don't like seeing that.
I don't want that in my Legion.
Exactly. I just want to, like, the best thing I loved about Legion is like, yeah, I have no idea what anything that's going on, but I love the ride. This season, I have not enjoyed the ride.
Oh, they also let Jermaine sing in this episode.
Which is always good. Because if you give fucking Jermaine Clement, you let the goddamn man sing.
Let him sing. It's his thing. Let him be weird and sing. That's
it's
what
literally
does.
What he got famous for. Like, being weird and singing. Like,
I just finished a rewatch of Flight of the Conchords. It's what he does.
Yes.
He's awkward and sings weird songs.
Bleh. Bleh. All right. Go ahead and, I didn't take many notes here.
Most of them were quotes because they, like I said, they let Jermaine do stuff.
Yeah.
He got to say funny things. What are years? Just trips around the sun. Beyond where the real action happens. I use that as my notes. Let's see. Inception. Planting the idea.
Yeah.
Creepy Amy is creepy.
Yeah.
Are you a good person?
Are you a good person?
Are you a good person? Are you a good person? I'm glad they got that actress got to do more than just die.
Yeah, they definitely misused her this season.
She was good in the first one. Yeah. Like, we'll use her in a flashback slash weird parallel universe episode and then kill her.
Yes.
Or no. Flip that. We're going to kill her and then use her in the weird parallel universe.
Because Legion.
Our Lady of the Frosted Breakfast Cereal.
That was good.
I will stab death in the heart twice because Carrie is the best.
So good. Carrie is just fantastic.
Carrie is my favorite. Followed closely by Jemaine when they let him do Jemaine.
And if it's not your favorite, then you are wrong.
And that's pretty much all my notes.
Oh, yeah.
But I did out of these three, I would say the whole season I enjoyed this episode the most. This one and then probably the first one. The two I enjoyed the most.
Yeah, I could see that.
But onward. Chapter 10.
Indeed.
What do you have to say, Daryl?
10, chapter 19, paragraph 13, subsection 12, line 2, word 12. I'm now convinced that Legion is truly the Emperor's new clothes of television shows. No one wants to admit that it makes no sense for fear that only smart people can understand it. This is an episode where weird shit happens and nothing makes sense.
Yeah, and that's what we want out of Legion.
Well, there's the point. There's the part, though. Well, there maybe it's just the finale that made sense.
Kind of made sense.
It made sense to me. It did exactly what the whole season was building up to. But we'll get there.
So, all right.
So, CJ, since you're the comic book aficionado here.
Yes.
That opening shot that looked like a comic book panel to me.
That is 100% ripped directly from a comic book panel.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, there's something extremely familiar about this.
We are getting Comic David, and I'm okay with that. Comic David is real good because he has actual character development and a storyline and not the good, bad, weird crap that's going on in here. Like if this would have happened at the end of season one, I would have been a bit more okay with it, but like there's not been a lot going for it in this season.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we get God David pretty much. And angry God, and it's time for Jazz to go to bed.
Hush, phone. You don't tell me what to do.
I mean, again, we got a really badass fight scene in this one, though. Carrie freaking going ham on people, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Carrie going against the weird safe head dudes.
Yeah.
Because,
those were safe heads.
Why not? Also a giant water plug in the middle of the desert. Why not?
Yeah.
And they fought her with their high-pitched testicle rope weapons. I was making sure that was this episode.
Yes, that was.
Before I dropped that joke.
Yeah. Yes, Rhino. That is an amazing quote out of context, considering Carrie is one of the best people in the world.
Also, Carrie killed a Minotaur.
Yeah, Carrie did kill a Minotaur.
Did I tell you I killed a Minotaur? I chopped off his head.
I mean, this episode, actually, I didn't hate this episode.
This one was fine. It was definitely, all building up for the finale.
Yeah, but I kind of liked building up to the finale a lot more than the finale, turns out.
Well, because maybe we should just talk about both of these at the same time.
All right, you want me to play Daryl's thing?
Yeah, go ahead and play Daryl's thing.
All right, Daryl.
Legion Episode 11, The End. Well, who would have thought it? I apparently do care enough about spoilers not to want to spoil the end of this show. Maybe it will redeem itself in the final 45 minutes.
Mm.
Maybe the personified Furuka Matata will become as compelling as the disjointed representations in the first season.
No.
Maybe they'll pull out something worthy of last year's excellence so I can watch it again.
Nope.
No. Anyway,
this is the last episode of the season, and the main character has an epic fight against someone with basically the same exact power set. Wait.
Yes.
Are we sure this isn't set in the MCU?
I mean, by time this next year, it can be, and I kind of want it to be.
Yeah, so we spend this whole episode. We build up to that big finale. And then the big finale happens in the first 5 minutes of the last episode.
Yeah, right?
45 minutes just kind of meandering around and setting everything up for season three.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a season three, everybody.
Yeah, where David's the bad guy.
Because that, like I said, in the first episode, that's what the prophecy was from Sid.
Yeah.
That he's going to destroy the world. And hey, guess what? It came true.
Yeah.
That plot thing that they were building up through the whole season, they actually paid it off. They didn't twist.
No.
They did exactly what they were going to say to do. And I think that was part of the problem of why it wasn't as tasty a morsel.
We wanted a pivot and nobody gave us a pivot.
Yeah, we wanted a pivot. We wanted something to twist. But instead they like leaned really hard into the story that they were telling the whole time. And
the delusion
that they kept talking about was, oh, the delusion is that you think you're a good guy.
Yeah.
You don't deserve love because you're evil. You tortured Oliver and you're the worst.
Physically, man. Jesus. Like, ow.
I saw your true face.
We did, I will give this something. This gave out one of my favorite songs of all time and used it pretty well, Behind Blue Eyes. Like,
oh yeah. That the first 5-10 minutes of the season finale were incredible.
Yes. If those would have been how we ended, I would have been happy.
Yeah. I loved my animated 90s music video that I got to watch. It was great. Right? That was so awesome. Even though the song is from the 70s, but whatever. Well played, Legion. You did well with the Behind Blue Eyes part. And then after that, it just kind of all nosedived into the
season. Yeah. If we would have had a 15-minute season finale, I would have said, yes, I can watch this over and over and over again. Because it was a pretty rad fight. Like, it was really good. And, like, Behind Blue Eyes straight up, it was fantastic.
It was a great payoff on the fight. We finally got there. They built up to it. And that was a good payoff. It was a good fight. Awesome, epic, interesting visual, visualizing that battle. Because you know that it's all happening in their minds. Because psychics. But you see, like, you know, like, eagle swords in. And then a tiger eats the eagle. And then a shark eats the tiger. And then jet. Playing. I don't know. It was great. It was great. And then the rest of the episode happened.
Yeah.
And I understand. And I didn't hate it, like most people.
Myself included.
Yeah, I know you hated it, but it was fine. Like, they're clearly setting everything up for season three. And they paid off the story they were telling. It went exactly where they were laying everything out to go. Which did bother me a little, because that's kind of what we love about Legion, is because the story is so unpredictable and weird and it goes places you don't expect.
Yeah.
It went exactly where you expected it to go.
Exactly. Like, this felt more like a season finale from literally any other superhero show, with the only exception of being the main POV character becomes a villain. Oh, wait, we did Force Hawking seasons on Agent of the Shield.
And it was terrible there, too.
Yes, and it doesn't work any better here.
I'm fine with him becoming the villain, but you're going to have to do a lot of work to bring it back.
Yeah, and like, yeah.
And make Sid not stupid.
Yeah, Sid being
easily manipulated, and then, you know.
In the first season, she's a fucking badass. Like, she's a badass with a personality issue, but that's it. Like, but she's a badass. And in this one, they tried really hard to continue that. But then, like, they undermine that in the opportunity to make her utterly useless.
Pretty much. And so she's easily manipulated by Melanie, probably being used by Farouk. Mm-hmm. Turn on David. And then David does a terrible thing. Because, you know, hashtag me too. And that bothered me. Did you really have to go there? You have to go there.
That was the point where I almost physically turned this off and I said, I'm done.
Why did you do that?
When, all right. So, yeah, basically he mind fucks Sid. I mean, literally. Like, his projection is having sex with her. And he just kind of goes off and does more horrible things. And, but yeah, like the issue is that he makes her drugged her. Yeah. He drugged her, mentally forced himself upon her. And
just to make sure you hate him as much as you possibly can before he turns.
Yeah.
We're going to put that in.
Right.
Oh, dude. Now I just feel kind of gross.
I feel very
I don't want to end the season on that note. And again, I didn't hate it. I know CJ did. And a lot of people hated it for good reason.
Like, I would have been okay. Like, it would have been okay if, like, I mean, we can understand. Like, we've had superheroes thrust down our faces enough of, hey, we don't kill people because then we're just as bad as villains for that kind of reason. Like, we could have had him kill off Oliver. That would have been fine, whatever. Like, and then kind of show all the horrible things he did without literally raping a woman. Like, and then making her forget it because he's an evil demon god now. I do, like, I kind of know where they're going with it because they're following more of the books of, was it X-Men Legacy, which is the Legion focused one of that one, minus the like leading into the actual Legion book. But X-Men Legacy is a 10 part story where, you know, David goes from being a person who's basically just trying to impress his daddy. And then Charles Xavier dies because of reasons. And then becomes David, what you're getting kind of now. But not horrible rapey David, just evil. Like, he can't control his powers. He's losing it. And that's fine. That's tolerable. Like, you don't see him going inside a rogue who Sid was always kind of rogue. Sid doesn't really exist in the, at least when I was reading Legion and X-Men Legacy, Sid didn't exist. It was kind of rogue at the time.
Which makes sense because Sid has basically the same powers.
Yeah.
Except they're temporary and she actually swaps bodies.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, like, so here, you want to know a spoiler alert, Jazz? David's not going to be the villain at the end of the next season.
No.
I do kind of like how we're getting full comic David, though. Like, that's what tells me, and I know where this arc is going. And yes, I'm sorry, Anime Otaku Show friends. I yell at them for doing this shit on the Anime Otaku Show. But I'm not going to get into actual storylines. But yeah, hey, that POV character that you're supposed to like, you're not going to hate him for long.
Oh, I know. But they dug him in a deep hole.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a lot of work to dig him back up.
Yeah,
they got a lot to do to redeem himself.
Yeah, they're absolutely going to have
it. And wow, everybody just trusts Farouk now? Because he's not as bad as David?
it's the lesser of two evils thing.
He's cool now. Sure, he killed all those people. And
I'm a little sad that we're actually getting, like, legit Farouk and not Oliver Farouk anymore. I mean, I don't mind him, but man, okay.
Oliver is hanging out in his ice cube with Melanie Swan and living happily ever after. Maybe.
I don't know. And like I said, Vapor is supposed to be a pretty recurring villain, and yeah, she's literally useless in this show.
Oh, she's just there to manipulate Sid.
Yeah, because that needs help.
Yeah. Like I said, I understand why people hate it. I just didn't hate it. I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was super amazing, great, but I enjoyed it.
No, it was bad. It was very, very, very bad.
No.
It was so bad.
There was a Minotaur.
Yeah.
And a giant tuning fork that takes away your mutant powers for a short period of time. Because, you know, dude has a basket head.
There's always the mutant MacGuffin. I guess what
the like, mutant MacGuffin.
Any of the freaking like comic books do that. And anytime a mutant is involved in a show, yeah, we have to take away the mutant powers. So we always have to do the thing. So we can't have these godlike beings running around being godlike.
Got to have some way of stopping them.
Yeah. I mean, it's taking away Thor's hammer. It's, you know, taking away Iron Man's suit. It's, you know, Superman and Kryptonite. It's, you know, any of those things. You have to remove the god, because that's the only way we're going to be able to progress with the story, or else we're just going to have, you know, nothing but the mental fight like we had this season, which is fine, but you can only get away with that so many times.
No, you can't do that every episode of all the time. It would get redundant.
It would quickly.
There's only so many ways you could do that and keep it interesting. And they found a really good way to make it interesting visually.
And, for 15 minutes.
Yeah, for a few minutes. And then the tuning fork went off and David was smashing his head with a rock, but he didn't get to kill him because it stopped him.
Yes.
With a bullet.
Yeah. Which is fun. Yeah. And then Lenny shot the bullet, which is also fun.
Yeah. Lucky shot Lenny.
Yeah.
And Lenny's in love with David.
Yeah. By the way, that really actively pisses me off because Lenny,
I think she was in dudes.
Well, she's not supposed to be, because the whole reason why Aubrey Plaza is there in the first place is because Lenny was originally supposed to be a middle-aged dude and Aubrey Plaza was supposed to be Sid and she didn't want to be Sid. So she took over Lenny, and to the whole thing of you don't change any gender thing that Lenny is doing. Everything that the middle-aged dude was doing, Aubrey Plaza is going to be doing. That's what makes that character incredibly interesting, because every gender norm that you think that you know is thrown out the window, and then they completely undermine that again.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
The entire point of this is subverting your expectations, not literally staring into them.
Yes, don't stare into the expectations. Don't.
Not on this show. Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's fine. The heroes get to be heroes. That's absolutely cool. Just, the unfortunate thing is, next season, we're going to have Bad Farouk, not Oliver Farouk. We're going to have Dreamwalker Dude in the Matrix tree. We're going to have Carrie, which is fine. And Sid, maybe. But there's a better chance, at least the way that they've been writing this season, that Sid's going to be just a mopey, whiny piece of shit next season.
Yep.
Which, again, is Agents of fucking S.H.I.E.L.D.! Like, this is the same issues that I have with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I'm supposed to have that with this show!
Then they got to travel across the galaxy to bring back first psychic who gave Farouk his powers. And then
Thanos, because Thanos
and Robodon. Oh yeah, and then Thanos, because this is Marvel.
You have the yeah, but again, this time next season, they very well could be involved in the MCU. God, I hope not.
No, they need to keep those separate.
You're right, but this show took everything that I thought about it and just kind of smashed its head into with a rock. And then before it killed me, it got shot. I think I would rather have taken death. I really hated this. Like, it was fine. I was so in. And then, like, man, just miserable. Like, that whole thing with Sid, I've left shows for less. We've left shows for less. On this very program, we have left shows for less.
Can't you, Gotham?
Yeah, we left Gotham just because it was boring. At least Gotham didn't drop the hard R on people.
With the bow. Yeah. So Legion, yeah. CJ hated it.
I'm angry.
He's very angry. I thought it was fine. I don't regret my my adventure in season two. I don't know that I would go and watch it again.
Like, yeah, I'm definitely not. Like,
well, yeah, obviously.
Whenever like season one stuff comes up on FX, like, I'm like, yeah, I will absolutely rewatch these episodes of season one because it's ridiculous and I love it. And like, and yeah, like there was only a couple episodes this season that I can even say that I enjoyed.
Yeah. They need to lean back into the weird stuff like they did in the first couple episodes. Don't be afraid. Just lean into it.
Fine. Dance party. Cool.
A little bit of it here.
Random dance party. Awesome.
Dance party. Now, a minotaur on the ceiling fighting robot ladies with mustaches.
Yeah.
It's fine. This is good. Fine. This is what I come here for. This is why I enjoy Legion, because I can see something I can't see anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then Carrie cuts the minotaur's head off. And she's really excited about it, as she should be.
Yeah, because she's a tiny little badass, and we love her.
I cut off a minotaur's head. It was awesome. And she's still figuring out pooping.
Yeah, because pooping is hard.
It's hard. You have to do it your whole life.
Yeah. Pooping is very difficult. Man, Legion, I you gave me a disappoint, friend.
I root Farouk has a point, but I don't remember why.
Probably something about David being a villain.
Probably.
But yeah,
that's right.
Not like a good, to just see a him. Heads up. The Shadow King, the man who can psychic Charles Xavier, is not a good guy.
No. He shouldn't be just like hanging out in your trial room.
Yeah, the mere fact that he's kind of just there is irritating. Like,
he should still have the thing on his head. He should not be allowed anywhere near this.
Yeah, this
just because David's bad. No.
Yeah, just because David's bad does not make Farouk good. I understand we have to fight a god with a god, but man, I don't know. Maybe call the fucking X-Men or at least Deadpool. Like, you're in that universe.
Call the Avengers.
You have full carte blanche to the X-Men. Call them. Like, even if you're going to pull a Deadpool and get, like, C-listers, that's fine. You can still get C-list freaking mutants. Like, pull Psylocke into this shit. Olivia Munn's willing to work for TV.
Sure. Where she got her start, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just have her jumping on trampolines, talking about video games. Because that was a thing that she did.
Oh, no.
It is a thing that she did.
I'm sure.
Attack of the Show was real damn weird.
It was the early 2000s. We were still figuring things out, everyone. Just
yes.
Don't judge us too harshly.
Yeah, right.
The 90s had ended. We got attacked on our soil. And people were just a little afraid and trying to figure things out.
So, nerd girls jumping on trampolines was a thing.
It was.
I'm ready to move on, though. I'm ready to get out of this whole season, and I will come back next season. I promise. But man, you cannot do this to me again, Legion.
We'll be back. Talk about Luke Cage.
Yeah,
and then probably maybe like the first episode of Saul or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. The next...
Technically on summer break.
Yeah, last year we didn't even get this. So, you know, there's that.
But we wanted to finish up Legion because, you know, there's three episodes left.
Yeah.
And even though it made CJ angry, at least he got to get on the internet and yell about it.
Yeah, because Rachel stopped watching the show. And I was like, I got up from the TV and I walked out of the house. Like, I was legitimately furious.
What is this hot garbage?
And she texts me like, are you okay? I go, I am so angry at what I just watched right now. I can't even look at another human being right now. It was fine until he raped her. Like, that was
yeah. But did you go into your own head and argue with yourself?
No, I went into my timeline. Like, the fuck did I just waste time this time on that I will never get back? Like, okay, so I know anime is not for everybody. We had this kind of thing with Anime Otaku Show where we had a very, actually a pretty similar situation to this on one of the shows. And at least with that one, it's only 20 minutes. I can get in there, get out, tell the rest of the team that we're not watching this show anymore and move on with my life. And then I watched an adorable mummy show. I had really nothing to wash this down with. Like,
I can't remember what I washed this down with. Something.
I came back and I watched My Hero Academia, which is just genuinely great television, much less anime. And if you want actual superhero shows, there you go. And it's also, if your kids aren't against violence, it's actually pretty okay for the family. Season 2 gets a little bit spoopy, but that's about it. Or season 3, rather, what we're talking about right now. So, we have some news that we're going to talk about here. So I'm going to hit a button. It is this button right about here.
On to the news!
Yes, indeed. We have renewals and cancellations. Animal Kingdom and Claws renewed for TNT. Good Witch renewed for season 5 by Hallmark Channel. Agretsuka renewed for season 2 by Netflix. That popped up on my feed and I want to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
I watched an episode. It's not really my thing, but it was cool. I don't have anything bad to say about it. It just wasn't
something I would be interested in.
It's very Japanese.
It is, and that's why very I'm kawaii. Very interested in it.
It's very kawaii.
Yeah, I'm so it's merely, I merely haven't watched it yet because my kids haven't came across it yet. So
I'm not sure if it's a kid's show or not.
I don't know. I mean, being kawaii as fuck is something, but I don't know if it is kawaii as fuck and also kid friendly. Yeah, it's a Japanese anime musical comedy franchise based on the eponymous character created by Yeti for the mascot company Sanrio.
Yep, that's the one that made Hello Kitty.
Yep.
So you know, because I watched that documentary.
So yeah.
That's the main, it's on Netflix. Awesome.
It'll probably be around, I'll probably talk about it next time we're talking, because my daughter will inevitably find it before then. Counting On renewed for season 8 by TLC, because TLC never lets anything die.
Never.
Four Weddings renewed for season 11 by TLC, because TLC never lets anything die. I read this as Southern and Hangry 3 times, but it's really Southern and Hungry renewed for season 2 by the Cooking Channel. Love Island renewed for 5 more years by ITV. Southern and Hangry is about to be a show title candidate. I can just tell.
I'm working on it.
Damn you, laptop keyboard. Million Pound Menu renewed for season 2 or series 2 by BBC 2. Heady Feather, Worst Witch, and More renewed by CBBC. Makes me so happy that The Worst Witch is still around, because that show is genuinely amazing. It is absolutely right. And Bella would 1000% love The Worst Witch, by the way. It is super adorable and absolutely kid friendly. It's Harry Potter, but for girls. Celebrity Island with Bear Grylls renewed for series 3.
All
Star Driving School renewed for season 2 or series 2 by Channel E4. SAS Who Dares Wins renewed for Series 4 Special. Yana Supercar Customizer renewed for Series 2 by Dave. Good job, Dave, on renewing this.
Dave. Good Thanks, job. Dave.
You're the best.
You're a good Dave. You're their favorite Dave. And then I keep reading these lines under the freshly canceled, and are those words?
Those are indeed words. I only know one of those. Go 90, which was Verizon's attempt to get everybody to constantly watch everything in landscape mode like you should on your phone got canceled because nobody was watching it because everybody's lazy enough and wants their goddamn Instagram stories in fucking portrait mode.
I fear for our future, CJ.
As do I. I was going to do some Instagram, some ITV stuff. Like, I was going to do some shows for Instagram. I cannot stand the way that it looks in portrait mode. I can't do this. And I won't do this. I cannot subject myself and our viewers to landscape mode videos like that. I just can't. It's gross.
Do it. Sorry. So it won't even let you square it?
No.
No?
Nope.
Not even black bar it?
Nope. Ah. Nope. You get... It's gross. Like, I had a whole scripted thing. I'm like, I recorded it and I was getting ready to post it. I rewatched it. I'm like, man, this looks bad. This looks so bad. And you can do stuff with the back camera and that helps a bit, but then you can't see what's going on.
Well, that's right. You have to use the crappy selfie camera too.
Yeah. So if you want to see everything that's going on, you have to use the shitty selfie camera. And then another thing, or have a cameraman, which is real dumb when your cameraman is still staring at you like this.
This works.
Yeah, that works. I can deal with that. The cameraman looking at me like this, that's fine. This is dumb. This is so dumb. And yeah, also it's like, are you actually recording me or are you texting? Are you texting? Stop texting. Focus. You kind of see him go this way.
So, hey, the small screen spoiler show's on tonight.
Hey, yeah, it is. Yeah. So I don't know what embeds QB1 top greer and. Yeah, I don't know what those are.
Like, is that words? Or is
maybe those are shows on Go 90? I don't know. Yes, those were Go 90 shows.
Okay.
So, yeah, it got canned. So every show on Go 90 is canceled.
That makes sense.
And Benny Dorn, officially canceled by ITV. Sure, that's
a real shame.
Yeah, I was... absolutely into that or something
or something.
That was our Legion one shot, you guys. And Jazz was not willing to want to call a one shot until I explained to him that's a comic term and it's what a one story out thing is called. So hey, also I don't really talk about it on this show too much, but it is really important that I get people out there and this show gets another thing. If you are in Tampa, Florida on, I need to pull up my thing here. Hold on. Let me pull up my Anime Otaku show notes here really quick. Cause it's kind of the sister show of this one. You deal with it. It's mainly cause it's just me on. Do I not have those notes available somewhere? Hold on. I really should have done this before the show, but hey, that takes effort.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I don't do, it's effort. A minimum effort as my Deadpool OC. So yeah, the Anime Otaku show is going to be in MetroCon in Tampa, Florida on July 19th through the 22nd. We're not only doing one, but two panels. Count of two panels. The Anime Otaku Show presents Studio Trigger, Subversion, Inspection, and Looking Beneath the Surface, an Anime B panel, room 25, that is on the 21st, that's Saturday, from 10 to 10:50 a.m. That is myself, Josh, and Carrie, and maybe Justin, I don't know, talking about the Studio Trigger, who does a lot of great anime, including Darling in the Franxx, which is wrapping up this week. They're known for subversion and going against the grain, so we're going to be talking about them. And secondly, Anime Otaku Show 2017 and early 2018 Anime in Review, same room, Anime Track B panel, room 25, Saturday, July 21st, 11 to 11:50 a.m. That's right, 2 whole hours of anime in Tampa, Florida on the 21st of July at MetroCon. MetroCon is the event that I've covered now for 8 years.
Holy crap, really?
Holy shit, I've been doing this for 8 years. They were my first press coverage for a convention was MetroCon. And I did that the year before I started this because I was working for a anime website at the time. So yeah, I've been covering MetroCon longer than I've been podcasting. Come check us out if you're in the Tampa area on the 21st of July. There are tickets still on sale. They're super cheap, fantastic, and one of the best places ever, especially if you are even remotely interested in anime or any of the Japanese subcultures. Like, there's video games, there's maid stuff, I guess, because I never go to the maid cafe because my wife gives me funny looks. But the show here, you guys, that's that. I wanted to get that out there because it's an important thing for me and I really want people to show up. Show@geek-io.net is where you can email this show and everything that we do. Just put spoilers in the subject line. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those are /geek-io show. If you want to chat with us, even after we go off the air, go over to geek-io.net/discord. Everybody from the Geek.io team, including Jazz and myself, are there. Jazz is there every so often. I'm there pretty much every day. You can chat with us off air, hang out with us. If you support us by going over to patreon.com/geek.io, you can get some patron exclusive Discord channels. You can influence the show that you love and things that you may not like. Also, it may help Jazz get another microphone.
Maybe.
Though Jazz could indeed go over to geek-io.net/Amazon and order another microphone, and it wouldn't cost him any extra, and a little bit would come our way, and we'd be able to keep the lights on here.
That's more likely. I'll need to talk to Bud Long, find out what I need.
Not a USB microphone.
Or connect to my computer.
You can always get a headset. You have earbuds in. You could just get a headset. It's the same thing.
Oh.
All right, guys. Remember, we are twitch.tv/geekio show. Smash that love button and get notified whenever we go live, which is like 5 days a week at this point, maybe six. I don't know. I lost track because we are on the air all the freaking time. And you can go over to geek-io.net for all of our shows and more. So now is the time that throughout the episode, we've had some show titles put in there by going over to geek-io show.showbot.tv. We have the show titles. Jez, take it away.
Okay, show titles for episode 88 of the Small Screen Spoiler Show are as follows. Big Gun Small Case, Time Travel Self-Fulfilling Prophecies, Doctor Who with Superpowers, If You Get Jemaine Clement, Let Him Be Awkward and Sing. Right? If it's not your favorite, then you're wrong. 100% ripped directly from a comic. Are we sure this isn't set in the MCU? The Mutant MacGuffin, Mopey Wine Piece of Shit, Southern and Hangry, and You're a Good Dave. Mopey Wine.
Mopey Wine. looks like the Mutant MacGuffin is going to take it away this episode. All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We will be Rachel just got Southern and Angry. thanks so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it. We will be back in August with Luke Cage season 2 one shot. Spoiler alert, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, you've been watching Luke Cage?
I have been, yeah.
How much have you gotten so far?
Six.
What?
I got told I didn't have to space it out, so I'm just watching it all.
Well, we were talking about doing Luke Cage. I was like, well, we could do like the first two episodes. I don't know. I can't do that many episodes. And you've watched six?
Yeah. It's real damn good.
Yeah, I've watched the first one. I had planned to get a little more bingey this week.
Yeah, I'm obviously not done with it yet, but it's real good.
Yeah. I hear good things. I really like the first episode. I kind of see where it's going. Makes me a little sad that the conflict's going to be Luke not being his humble, awesome self.
Yeah, my biggest issue with the show, the season so far, is the rampant use of the N-word.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
No, and like last season, every time somebody said it, Luke would punch them.
Yeah, okay.
And that's not a thing.
I know it in season one, but I don't remember it being so egregious.
Yeah, Luke would punch somebody every time they said the N-word. And yeah, it is real egregious in the season.
Like, it's fine if you want to use it. It just seems like you're using it to use it now. And I don't know.
It 100% is.
Whatever. Okay. Good. Also, Shades of Mariah, gross. It's gross.
Yeah, it's real gross.
It's gross.
Super gross.
It's gross.
It's so gross.
More on that the next time on Small Screen Spoiler Show. Tune in, find out.
As Rachel calls him, Bush Muncher. We'll get on that later. All right, guys. We'll see you next time on the Small Screen Spoiler Show. Bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek IO Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?
Yeah. Diamond Club hopes you will enjoy this program.